Alaska senators say it's too early to tell what impact yesterday's Republican Senate seat victory in Massachusetts will have, but Democrats are scrambling to regroup after the loss. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Republican Scott Brown's win in Massachusetts turns a seat that was a Democratic lockup red. Senator Ted Kennedy held it for 40 years until his death last summer from cancer. The change of that one seat in the Senate cost Democrats their powerful 60-vote block. That means an uncertain fate for their health care bill and the party's other agenda items. But Alaska's Democratic Senator Mark Begich played down the loss Wednesday.
I came here when we didn't have 60, so it's kind of nothing new to me. And it also, it gives us a chance to convince another person, because a lot of the East Coast Democrats and Republicans have not been supportive necessarily of Alaska issues. So this gives me a chance to maybe get a fresh face that can look at what's important to Alaska.
Begich says no one yet knows what the Republican win means for health care legislation. Marrying the bills that passed the House and Senate last year will now be even more difficult. However, Begich says he doesn't think this destroys the work done by Senate Democrats to pass a bill.
I wouldn't use the word kill. I'd say all the work in health care has come from one element to where we are today. Does that mean the stuff in the early days was killed or wasted? No. Everything's a base point of something to work from. And some people might not want to work at all on it. But I'm hoping what I heard from the Republicans was people want insurance reform. They want health care reform. Okay. There's no excuse now for participation.
Alaska's Democrat says he's not taking Brown's win in Massachusetts as a sign that the public is already weary of President Obama and his party. But Begich admits Americans are expressing concern about the administration's priorities. He says the economy is a major factor in public mood, and one that will take more than a year to turn around.
I think the American people realize we have a lot of stuff on the platter, and that there is a worry. I mean, I don't care if you're a U.S. senator or someone working at a clerk in a store, or you're a person at home taking care of your kids, whatever it might be, you're concerned about the economy. It's fragile, and it still is fragile. But I do think that some of the things we've laid out are starting to take hold.
Republicans in Congress are celebrating this week's turn of events. The Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, told reporters that he hopes this means current health care legislation is dead. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says she considers it to be on hold.
I think for the immediate moment, we know that we're not going to be moving forward on health care until Senator-elect Brown is seated. So what that does to the guys in the back room that have been working to try to find some kind of accommodation between the Democrats, I'm not sure.
Murkowski says she does hope the shift in winds brings health care back to the drawing board. That would erase months of Democratic negotiations. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.